Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the ARIA Technologies podcast. I'm Marlon Sampson, and today I'm going to be interviewing Michael Strzelecki, one of our strategic team, and he does all the pre-sales. So anything large and complicated, generally Michael has his eyes over it, and I thought it's a good opportunity to talk to him today about remote workers. And there's some talk in the channel, I guess, Mike, around VoIP channels and VPNs. Can you explain a little bit about it, Mike?
Yeah, sure, Marlon, and thanks everyone for your time, guys. Just to let you know, with the Ericsson portfolio, whether it be the Ericsson LG IP handset or UCS, there's two ways we can connect those people wishing to work from home. We can either use port forwarding or VPN. VPNs normally are more preferred method because obviously you're not only supporting the UC or the remote handset remotely, but you're also accessing files and documents in the office. But guys, just to cover a bit on the VoIP channels, we can add extra VoIP channels to any of our systems. All our systems also come with some onboard VoIP channels, and we just need to allow a little bit extra in any designs you're putting out there, just in case you've got some people making internal calls. So rule of thumb is we normally allow 30% extra VoIP channels just to support any remote workers or remote staff that are out there.
Excellent. And Mike, around VPNs, how would you, why would you suggest a VPN to a client?
Marlon, that's a great question. Normally we suggest VPN because it's a much more secure method than using port forwarding. But it also means that that person working from home not only has secure access for their UC or their IP handset, but also means that a VPN client means they can do business as usual. So if they need to access a file server, if they need to access anything in the office, they've got secure encapsulated access to that as well at the same time.
Beautiful. And Mike, I believe we've got two solutions for VPN. We've obviously got Checkpoint and as well as Lancom, and both of these can do a site-to-site VPN. Is that correct, Mike?
Yes, certainly, guys. So whether you're looking at the Lancom product with Lancom Management Cloud, or you're looking at Checkpoint, both of these products provide simple to deploy VPN solutions, and they can be either site-to-site VPN, guys, they can be client-side, but very importantly, this can all be installed and managed remotely very, very quickly for your customers.
Thanks, Mike. Just one quick final one. What are you seeing out there on quotes-wise, and how can you help and the strategic team help and the pre-sales guys help the channel?
Yeah, Marlon, that's another great question. So what we're seeing is a mass panic, obviously customers having to shut down businesses and work from home. So anywhere from customers that are 5 staff up to 70, we're finding having to quickly move and redesign their business to work from home. That's putting certain pressures, but what we can do as a pre-sales team is obviously help you. And some of the gotchas you've got to watch out for is obviously power pack. So you can't just take your phone home. You either need a power pack for that phone, or a PoE injector, so that's a bit of a gotcha. Obviously, the push for VPN or secure connectivity is number 2. And obviously, 3 is a big push towards VC or video conferencing with Lifesize. So those 3 pillars kind of making sure we can provide customers with business continuity from home.
Awesome. And Mike, how can the guys get in touch with any of the pre-sales guys? Is there an email address?
Marlon, there certainly is. We've got an email which is presales@aritech.com.au. That actually gives them access to all the pre-sales engineers within ARIA, and they can expect a pretty speedy quote and response from there.
Thanks very much, Mike, and thank you everyone for listening. Have a nice day.
Guys, also remember to subscribe to the channel, and we'll have more shows coming up shortly. Thank you.